Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the lessons learned, the things we wish we'd known when we first started our first company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So this is a super common question. If you are interviewed often, if you're invited on podcasts, if you are on stage, just like Heaton and I are often, this is a question that people ask a lot. And, you know, it seems to be something that like people are interested in. Hey, you know, I'm wondering what is the one thing or what are some of the things that you'd wish you'd known before you started your first company? So I thought it might make and we've never talked about this. So I thought it might make a fun episode for us to share these and then discuss them. So how do we want to do this, Heaton? Should I go first or you want to go first?
I'll go and just throw like probably a really important lesson for me out there. And this is like when I first started, and I don't know what started means. So I'm just going to go all the way on it. When I first started, if I were to like go back and say, hey, the younger Heaton, one, I'd probably, this is going to be a little crude, but I'd kick him in the groins and say, it's going to hurt more than that. So just get used to that. So that's probably the first thing I would say, because yes, whatever I go through, I almost feel like it's that painful sometimes. And I don't like either appreciate the pain or realize what I'm getting myself into, depending on the scenario. Because I'm looking back these days a lot more at things and I'm realizing that. So that was the thing I would say is the first thing I'd do. And that's not really a what would I tell. It's more of how would I make that person feel first before I said anything else. And then I would say something probably like a little common, and you might hear this quite a bit, but it really means a lot to me, which is it really is all about the people and their potential and what you can do together with other people. Because, you know, you don't really accomplish anything on your own. And especially in business, even in life. And, you know, it doesn't matter how, you know, introverted you are, you're still doing things with other people. It doesn't matter what people you surround yourself with. I know a lot of people have ideas around like surrounding yourself with people that are better than you and all this stuff. I don't even mean that. I literally mean, if I were just more aware that there are people around me, there are people I'm working with, people who are my friends that matter a lot, then I think a lot of things that I would have done, a lot of things I would have said, a lot of things I would have been conscious of, or a lot of things I would imagine for the future would have been quite a bit different. So it's the kick in the groins and then the, hey, the people matter. And that's, you know, I'll say the cliche and be like, people are the number one thing, regardless of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. The people one is such an important lesson, but it's so hard to communicate it without having it fly over the heads of the people that are listening, right? Because you heard it so many times and it makes such simple, good sense that people go, sure, people are very important. But then acting in a way day in, day out that puts people first and like actually living life in a way that prioritizes the people in your life and the people you work with, that's a different story. So it's like saying eat healthy and, you know, be active if you want to be a healthy human being. For sure. Yeah. Yes, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to move my body and eat healthy. But then doing it is the harder part than the understanding it. So I love that. I love the kick in the groin one. But that's one thing I would definitely not have told myself. Absolutely okay,
good.
Not.
Good,
right?
Good,
because
good.
Although I could not agree more with you that this shit is hard and it's painful, and most of the things I've done were much harder than I thought they would be and much more painful. Part of the magic of me wanting to do it and going at it with such aggression and bravado was that I was completely oblivious to the fact how painful this would be, right? So I don't know. I was meeting a founder the other day who started a luxury furniture, who had not started. He has a luxury furniture company. And they do, like, they're a massive business by now. And they will do the custom-made furniture piece, outdoorsy piece for, like, Floyd Mayweather's house in Las Vegas, and it's like $90,000 piece of furniture. Like they only do like crazy shit like that. And they get all that customers through Instagram. I mean, it's a crazy business, right? It's a really cool guy. And I asked him how the, and this is like a really young guy as well. I don't know how old he is, but he's fairly young to be in the furniture business. I don't know. And I was like, how did you get into the furniture business? I don't get to meet that many people in the furniture business. This is interesting to me. And he said, you know what? I don't know. I had nothing to do. I was a student, and a friend of mine had ordered this massive amount of furniture from overseas, and the container shipment from the harbor to whatever, wherever he wanted it to be, they quoted him like an insanely expensive price. And then he called me and he said, hey, dude, I have this amount of furniture that needs to go from point A to point B. How much money would it take me to pay you for you to figure this out for me? And his answer was literally, I thought about it for a second, and then I thought, how hard could this be? And then he started laughing. He said, turned out really fucking hard. It was very, very hard to move the furniture from point A to point B. And I lost money on the whole thing, and it was a catastrophe. But then I got so pissed that I was like, well, I need to do this again and get back into making money and not losing money. And he's just like, and that was the beginning of the company. I never intended to start a furniture business, a luxury furniture business. But I love the, how hard could this be? I think that's the beginning of a lot of things, is some human going, how hard could this really be? I think I could do this better. And then you find out it's very fucking hard. But I think if I had known, I'm not sure if I'd known how hard all this would be. I don't know. I think I might have still done it, but I wouldn't have done it with the amount of passion and energy and like just youthful ignorance that I needed to really start it with a boom. So I would have definitely, I would have told myself, it's going to be easier than you think. This is going to be so easy. Just go ahead. You're going to rule the world. This is all waiting for you for the taking. But so what would I have told myself? I don't know. I think that two things that I would have told myself, and they are very related. I wanted to go originally in the direction of the people thing, but I don't want to repeat the point that you made. But one thing that I would have told myself is that I would have taught myself to think much longer term. I would have told myself, listen, dude, this is about the next 50 years of your life, not about the next 5 months. So no matter what the ideas that you're trying to bring to life, no matter what the companies that you're working on right now, no matter what the team is you're trying to assemble, all these things, do them with a high urgency. Do them with a sense of the power of right now. Like, just do them. But as you're doing them, think about the next, 50 years of your life. And think about how, like, do everything with kind of a longevity approach, with a long-term approach, and do it with principles. And ask yourself, is this somebody that I want to work with, to take the people example, is this somebody I want to work with for the next 20 years? Because if not, let's not work with that person for the next 2 hours. Like, let's not make compromises on people. Or whenever you do, no matter how you build the company, try to build it in a way that will build your career, that will build your reputation, that will build your brand, that for decades to come. Independently if the company succeeds or not, do it in a way that has longevity versus trying to find shortcuts to some quick wins or some quick overnight success that you're chasing. Because I was definitely, I think in the early day, I was definitely trying to get to success as quickly as possible. You know, I was not super unethical about the shortcuts, but, I didn't think as long-term as I do now, and it makes a big difference on the choice. It's much easier for me to say no to things today. It's much easier for me to really say yes and fully lean in on things. And especially with people, this is how this relates to your point, Hedon, especially with people, this is a beautiful quote. When I talk to somebody today and I think they're amazing and I want to work with them, I'm not even interested, like, oh, you have a job right now, you have something, you have your own company, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm like, all right, I've just decided I want to be in business with you. And that means to me, I might try to get in business with you for the next 5, 10, 15 years. We just had hired somebody a few months ago that I was recruiting for 4.5 years. Like, I don't care. Like once I believe that you're an amazing person, in my mind, we're going to work together one way or another. I'm going to work for you. You're going to work for me. I'm going to invest in your ventures. You're going to invest in mine. I'm going to want to be in business with you one way or another for the long term. And the way the amount of energy and time I spend into these relationships, the amount of follow-up I have, the amount of the way I think about them just changes, and it makes such a massive difference. So that's one point. And then think longer term and think how the things you do and the way you work, how that's going to impact your life over the next decades, not just the next months. And then the second point would have been to, not to worry about as much on setting massive, audacious, exciting, crazy short-term goals. Not always just chasing, like accomplishing something that's amazing in the short term, but being a lot more consistent day in, day out, just being a lot more disciplined day in and day out about accomplishing something worthwhile. Like just making sure no day passes without me pushing the project forward in some significant way, and not worrying that much about the big, crazy, let's reach 100 million in 100 days of revenue. Like not setting stupid goals that just sound crazy and exciting, but I have no way of accomplishing them, but versus worrying about the goals and the long-term outcomes or the big outcomes, worrying about my input a lot more day in, day out, and being a lot more careful about my day. Like, you know, I wasted so many days not accomplishing anything, but dreaming about some crazy goals versus accomplishing something worthwhile every single day without exception, and then letting these crazy things happen as an end result of it. So yeah, those would probably be my two pieces of advice. Plus, obviously, it's going to be easier than you thought, Stelly.
Yeah, if anyone told me it's going to be easier than you thought, I'd be like, you know what? I don't believe you. things have already been super hard, and I don't even use the word. And they've been hard. So like, for me, it was like, you know that pain right there? Just get used to that. It'll be okay. You don't need aspirin. Just get used to the pain. It's constant. But I totally get what you're saying. That's probably the big difference between you and I. Cool. Thanks for sharing. That was great. I'm going to give a quick rant, real quick. I hate this question.
Nice.
I just hate this question. It's like, I hate generic questions, to be honest. I hate this question. I only wanted to entertain it because, like, I want to answer it with you. And yeah, okay. I wanted to think about it in an environment where I'm cool with it. But usually I get on an interview or somebody, like, asks me, you know, like, in a meeting. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, are you really asking me this question? You have my attention. You have my time. I have yours, too. It's not just about me. It's actually about them. And you're going to ask me this stupid question that, like, is so personal, to be honest. Like any answer someone gives you, you're going to have to get, like, 100 people's answers to even come to any idea of what it should be for you without really thinking through it for yourself. Like, for me, it's like people all the way, and it's not generic. I know that and we've talked about this a little bit, but like, I get energy by working with other people, doing things with other people. It brings me the greatest joy, right? Even building teams and like working with the people on the team, seeing them do great work, helping them do great work, doing great work together. Those things matter to me, right? So telling myself that, I would have unlocked like my potential for understanding what makes me tick, right? And so the way I think, if anyone that's listening wants to answer this question, this would be my tip, I guess. Think about what it means to you. Don't worry about what anyone else's answer is, because honestly, it should be very contextual. And it's not just generic things like, oh, it's all about the people. It's like, why do you care that to tell your younger self that? Why does that matter to you? Because that's what this is about. It's about like, what have you learned that you wish you knew before? And it's not learned about the world. It's learned about yourself.
Yeah, that's powerful. My man, I can't agree with you more. And the funny thing is, we didn't talk about this, but I also hate getting this question, like, not going to lie. And every time somebody asks me this question, it's always like, it depends. Here's my answer. But I mean, with a lot of things that we give, I think we give this disclosure a lot that it depends and context matters. And people are so different. There's such different ways of thinking and of accomplishing the same thing. There's not a generic answer that applies to everybody. The reason why I brought this up for this very podcast, again, the it's amazing how different we are, but how similar we are in many ways as well, was that I just recently got asked. So like I just got asked this question recently in an email, and I didn't want to answer it in the email. Like I literally was like, I don't want to write this out in an email. This is too much work. And this is kind of painful right now. But then as I was thinking about, you know, the next day of topics to discuss, I was like, huh, I could probably easily talk to Heaton about this and it's going to be interesting. Like this is going to be a format that's going to be interesting. So this is kind of how the question made its way on the podcast. I didn't take it that way. I was just smiling because when I asked you, this is one of these things that is like, was unspoken until you brought it up. Because when I asked you, hey, do we want to talk about this? I instantly on your reaction could tell how you feel, because that's my reaction to that question typically. But then you were like, if you want to talk about it, Sally, sure, let's go. And so it was like the entire episode, I had this like not verbalized, like, I know you probably don't like this question. I don't like it. And then when you said it, I was like, boom, nice. This is why I
there
love
we
you.
Go. This is why we want to talk about this.
This is why I love you. All right. I don't even know if I have a tip. I think that, I think this episode, I don't have one. I think, you know, it might be interesting and curious and entertaining to listen to our answer to this question. But here's my tip, maybe. I can't help it, but have one. For the people that are listening, ask yourself that question. Like, ask yourself, even if you started a month ago, you've never started anything before in your life, yet, but you could still ask yourself, what wish I'd known when I was 12 or when I was younger. But ask yourself, what do I wish I'd known a few months ago, if that's the timeline that you have. But I'm pretty sure many of you have been starting things or have started things a while back. Ask yourself that question and actually take the few minutes in silence and think it through and go, there's many things, but what are some really important things that I wish I'd known, which means those are the things that I've truly learned and I've grown hopefully in that way. So it's an interesting question to ask to yourself, but never ask it to Heaton or me anymore. I think that's it.
Yeah, I'll just point you to this episode and be like, oh, wait till the end.
There you go. Which is what you will wait till the end. Make sure to listen to all the episodes. All right, I think this is it from us for this episode.
Later.